It's the Leadership Lowdown on the Michigan Business Network. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Dr. Phil Knight here as your host, as always. Don't forget to download the Michigan Business Network app so you can stay up with all the news that is news about business all across the great state of Michigan. So, like to have you here with me. Glad to have you here with me. Excited that you're tuned in for this show. And so, let's jump right in with my guest, who is Brandon Markin. And Brandon, welcome to the Leadership Lowdown on the Michigan Business Network.
Hey, thanks for having me, Phil.
It's my pleasure. So, by way of introduction, let's get people to know you, Brandon, and the course of your life. And are you a native Michigander? And you're obviously been involved in business at several different levels. I'd like for them to get to know you, and then we'll pick it up on the real essence of the call today, which is a pretty good innovative idea about affecting both the double and the triple and the quadruple bottom line. So let's meet Brandon first.
Very cool. Yeah, I was born and raised in Michigan. I grew up in South Lyon, kind of a suburb of Detroit. I went to school at Grand Valley State University and then Spring Arbor University. Met my wife at Spring Arbor University, and so we ended up staying in the Jackson area once we got married. Since then, we've got a little family going. We've got a couple, three now little boys, 4, 2, and 5 months old, so that keeps us pretty busy. I have had a background, pretty much worked in Jackson since I graduated. I started off working for a manufacturing company and was in sales and marketing with those folks. And then I started my own consulting and private equity firm with two other partners, some local business people in Jackson here, and was doing consulting for about 3 years. And then just in the past year, launched our newest venture, which we're really excited about, which is the Pitch.me app. And I am one of the co-founders of that company and the kind of president, sort of handle the day-to-day operations of it. But that's kind of the scope of the career so far. So it's been fun.
That's awesome. So let's back up just a minute. And and you started out at Grand Valley State University and switched, then moved a little closer to home with the Spring Arbor. Was there something that facilitated that? Did you find a program that fit you better? Or, you know, we got Lakers that are listening, and you know, we've got some Arborites that are listening to the show right now. So let's make sure we settle that before we move any further.
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, I tremendously enjoyed my time at both schools. I went to Grand Valley often to visit once I transferred. It was a function of a few different variables, but it was mostly just kind of relationships, connections. I just had a lot of close relationships that were at Spring Arbor University, and I was a business major at the time, and so both schools had good business programs, and so it was a pretty seamless transition, and kind of just family connections over at Spring Arbor and being closer to home and all that stuff came into play. But I actually had a really cool experience at both places. I was able to participate at Grand Valley's downtown Grand Rapids campus and go to the business school down there for a full year and just really enjoyed that whole scene. And then Spring Arbor was great as well. I jumped right into the business program, all my credits transferred over, and I was able to kind of just pick up where I left off. And so they were both outstanding experiences and resulted in lots of good relationships and kind of equipping for life after college.
So when you and I kind of came to each other's lives and walked in, you were involved a lot in a company where it was a good bit of marketing, as I recall.
Yeah. Yep. So for most of my time, since I graduated, I was working as a vice president of sales and marketing for a lighting manufacturer.
Okay.
And I was responsible for leading basically their commercial division. And so when I started, they were predominantly a residential company.
Okay.
And then we launched a commercial line kind of right as I came on board, and we were able to grow that pretty significantly. Specifically, what I had done while I was there is I built a network of manufacturers' reps for the company and had 50 different rep firms kind of at the peak covering the United States, helping to bring that product to market. And it was really successful. And at the same time, I was heavily involved working with a leadership development organization, which all kind of seamlessly supported every step of my career, so to speak. And I was participating, training, speaking, doing mentoring programs, audios, books, the whole deal in the leadership development field from some of the, you know, the great names in leadership development, just getting access to all kinds of good materials. And I was representing that organization as well, doing corporate leadership training, and also just integrating it into my companies and different things like that. And both of those steps were, you know, very kind of impactful for me early on in my career.
He's Brandon Markin, and he is our guest today on the Leadership Lowdown, heard only on the Michigan Business Network. I'm Dr. Phil Knight. Come back and be with Brandon and I in just a moment. We'll be right here.